Got a special guest in studio from the South Shore Fishing Association and Fox Nagani, Luke Hubbard, back with us again this week. Thanks for coming in. How was your New Year?
New Year's was great. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it as always. And how about you?
Yeah, kicking off 2020, busier in the groundhog and hard dirt, but that's a good problem to have. And I'm sure you are no exception to that. And we're going to be talking here in the new future about some cool plans that you have going on. But today, South Shore Fishing Association. Wow. You got a lot of things that are shaping up nicely, including an ice fishing derby coming up here on Teal Lake.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff going on right now with South Shore. It's that time of year where we're doing all our planning and getting everything ready for 2020. So we have a Teal Lake ice fishing derby this year on February 1st. It's the first time. We're pretty excited about it. It's going to go from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. We got categories from kids to adults. Cost is going to be $10 for adults. Children 12 and under are free, which is cool. We got lots of prize packages for them. Going to do it a little bit different than some. We're going to have a walleye category, perch category, and a pike category for both kids and adults.
Oh.
So that way, hopefully, the kids can, we got some cool prize packages coming for them, and it's going to be a cash payout for the adults. We got some great door prizes. There is a brand new Ion ice auger donated by Fox Nagani that will be the grand door prize.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm sure anybody will take that.
Heck so. Yeah, a lot of people love those.
So we're really excited about it, and we've had some really good conversations with people on it, and people seem to be excited about it. Teal Lake's been pretty decent fishing this year. Lots of fish, a lot of smaller walleye, but a lot of fish getting caught there right now. So like I say, we're really excited about it. If you don't want to register that morning, we are going to start at 6:30 a.m. You can register the night before at the Marquette Elks Club, which just happens to be our annual membership meeting and dinner.
And that'll be at the Elks and Marquette. Now, you don't have to go to that to get into the tournament. Like you said, you could show up the morning of at 6:30. You're going to take registrations right at Teal Lake.
That is correct.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the membership meeting, because this is kind of cool. And I believe, in just my opinion, having an ice fishing tournament, I think you might see some more people that are interested in getting involved with South Shore Fishing Association, because I just think that a lot of folks still think of it as, oh, it's just a good old boys fishing club on Lake Superior. You got to have a boat. SSFA does so much more for our community than just promote fishing on Lake Superior.
Yeah, we agree. And that's what we're hoping. We're hoping that, you know, people come to the meeting the night before and see what we're all about. See the Veterans Fishing Day, the Kids Fishing Day, the river cleanup, the different things that we're doing throughout the community.
Keweenaw Bay cleanup.
Keweenaw Bay cleanup. We have garbage cans that are now up in Keweenaw Bay going up there that, you know, we will handle as far as getting the garbage cans dumped. Indian Country's actually donated their dumpster to us so we can empty out the garbage cans there and not have to bring them all the way back with us.
Nice.
But things like that that we're trying to do to promote the outdoors and fishing throughout the UP.
So how do they find out more information about the annual membership meeting the night before and then the Teal Lake Ice Fishing Derby on Saturday, February 1st?
Facebook is by far the best spot to go. If you like South Shore Fishing Association on Facebook, we do updates on there all the time. I know that both events are on our Facebook page already, and we're loading up all the rest of the events for the rest of the year here in the next week or so.
Very cool. All right, Luke Hubbard, I'd like you to stick around for our next Outdoor Report. We still got more to talk about, including some other events you have going on, a swap meet, your involvement with Tournament Trail North, as well as the Builders and Rec Show, where a four-wheeler is going to be raffled as well this year, right?
That is correct. Well, another four-wheeler this year.
Let's get some more details on that, plus see what's going on at Fox Nagani later this hour in our next Outdoor Report. So stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.